This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inna alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'hdihi wa nasta'gfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu falamudilla lahu wa man yudlil falahadiya lahu wa ashadu an la ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lah. Lahu al-mulk wa lahu al-hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا. All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. عباد الله, my dear Muslim brothers and sisters, after 30 days we have spent in fasting, praying, sadaqa, dua, reciting the Quran. Allahumma lakal hamdu hamdan kathiran tayyiban. We're grateful and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is our duty to Him. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. The month of Ramadan is the month which was revealed the Quran, and a guidance for the people, and a clear proofs of guidance and create guidance for the creation. So whoever sight and witness this month, let him or them fast it, and whoever is in journey, then an equal number of other days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends for you ease and does not intend for you hardship, and wants for you to complete the period and to glorify Allah for that which He has guided you. And perhaps you will be grateful. يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. In the end of Ramadan, we say Allahu Akbar. We say Alhamdulillah. And we say Astaghfirullah. We say Allahu Akbar because Allah is the greatest things. He's greater than anything of our desires. He greater for our love and for need for food, drink, and our sexual desire. He's greater things in our heart and our mind. Because of that, we did left sleep. We have left our beds in the night to pray. We went to bed late after our bedtime usually during the year, just because we spend that time praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have giving from our money that we work hard to earn for His sake, because He's greater in our heart than the money. We have given up food and drink during the daytime because Allah ordered us to do so. We abandoned even our relationship with whom it were lawful to have a relationship with during the daytime because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us that, and He is greater in our heart than anything of our desires. We're grateful and thankful to Him. نشكره أن شرع لنا من الدين والعبادات ما تحصل به تهذيب النفوس وصلاحها وزكاة القلوب يرفع الله به درجاتنا ويغفر به ذنوبنا. That are we grateful to Allah that He ordained for us such a great month, a great act of worship that will lead to forgiveness, lead to guidance, lead to purification, lead to elevate your status in Jannah. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام يوما لله باعد الله بينه وبين النار سبعين خريفا فكيف بكم وقد صمتم ثلاثين يوما. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever fasts one day for His sake, Allah will distance him from hellfire 70 years. What do you think of you have fasted 30 days, not only one day? We are grateful to Him. We are praising Him subhanahu wa ta'ala also. We say Alhamdulillah. لِأَنَّ شَرْعَهُ مُحْكَمْ وَدِينَهُ قَوِيمٌ وَتَقْدِيرَهُ وَتَيْسِيرَهُ عَلَى وِفْقِ حِكْمَتِهِ وَرَحْمَتِهِ. We are grateful to Him because our Lord is all wise. Our Lord is the most knowledgeable. Our Lord is the most merciful. Our Lord, we praise Him because of the perfect religion that He have sent to us. And we are very grateful to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't take things for granted. Take things with gratitude. That's the right attitude towards these things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have ordained for us. And we ask His forgiveness. نستغفره من أي تقصير حصل. كتب عمر بن عبد العزيز رضي الله عنه ورحمه أمير المؤمنين وسيد التابعين يأمر الناس يأمر الأمراء في الأمصار أن يأمر الناس في ختام شهر رمضان بكثرة الاستغفار وصدقة الفطر. عمر بن العزيز wrote an order to all his governor, a lieutenant, all over the Muslim world at that time, to make sure to inform people to end Ramadan with istighfar and صدقة الفطر. يقول قتادة رحمه الله إن هذا القرآن يدلكم على دائكم ودوائكم. Qatada said, Al-Quran explained to us where our disease comes from and our protections and healing come from. قال أما داؤكم فالذنوب وأما دواؤكم فالاستغفار. Your disease, the real disease is in the sins that we commit. And the real healing and protections is in استغفر الله, in الاستغفار. ومن لطيف المعاني ما قاله أهل التفسير فاعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله واستغفر لذنبك فمن علم الله حق معرفته أدرك حقه عليه علم تقصيره في حقه وهذا يدفعه إلى الاستغفار. Allah told us, know that Allah is the only one worthy of worship. He deserved to be worshipped in the perfect way. And he followed that by say, and seek forgiveness. Because if you know his rights upon you, you will know that you will not be able ever to fulfill it fully. That's why you say astaghfirullah from any shortcoming. So increase rahimakumullah in these blessed day from the mentioning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from takbir and saying alhamdulillah and saying astaghfirullah and saying thank for Allah, ashukrulillah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar wa lillahi alhamd. La ilaha illallah wallahu akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Ramadan is not just days and nights that we spend. Ramadan is a great opportunity to learn, to grow, to change, to be better. في رمضان تعلمنا الإخلاص لله إلا الصوم فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به. Ramadan taught us the importance of sincerity. This is an act of worship. We do it only for Allah. As Allah said, fasting belong to me and belong to me alone. And am I alone will reward you for it. Sincerity and truthfulness are the base of every virtue. And you know, I learned in my life that sincerity make the least person to be the most valuable, of more value than the most talented hypocrites, indeed. In Ramadan, we learn how to be submit ourselves to Allah. Yesterday, like the now, it's haram for you to eat. And today, it's haram for you to fast. It's a full submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. صُومُ لُرُؤْيَتِهِ وَأَفْطِرُ لُرُؤْيَتِهِ. You fast when you see the new moon, and you end your fast when you see the next new moon. في Ramadan, we learn how to control our desires, not to be controlled by our desires. And if you learn self-control, you can master anything. Control yourself or someone else will control you. And that's why Al-Islam came to free people from enslaved by others. And the most important one to free yourself from being enslaved to, huwa shaytan. هَرَبُوا مِنَ الرِّقِّ الَّذِي خُلِقُوا لَهُ فَبُلُوا بِرِقِّ النَّفْسِ وَالشَّيْطَانِ. في رمضان تعلمنا الصبر على العبادة وكيف أن الأمر يبدأ شاقا ثم لا يلبث إلا أن يصبح يسيرا وأن العبادة تكون محببة سهلة للنفس. In Ramadan we learn that patience is the base for all virtue as well. In the beginning it's hard, but with commitment and training things became much easier later on by the end of Ramadan. Patience is not the ability to wait, but the ability to keep a good attitude while waiting. Patience is better, but its fruit is so sweet. Be patient, because good things take time to happen. And that's something we learn in Ramadan, to have that sabr by abstaining from the haram and sabr in committing what is good. In Ramadan, we learn the value of time. We learn how to manage time. Days goes very fast. And we have accomplished so much during this month, alhamdulillah. We fasted 30 days. Some of us read the whole entire Quran. We have given sadaqah. We have given qiyam al-layl. We have done so much. Some of us make i'tikaf. Some made so many good deeds, alhamdulillah, during this month. It's such a blessed month in a short period of time. The way we treat time defines who we are. And I do believe that lack of direction, not lack of time, is the problem. Lack of management, not the lack of time. Managing the time, not the lack of time. Otherwise, we all share the same 24 hours. My brothers and sisters, في رمضان تعلمنا شكر النعم ولعلكم تشكرون. In Ramadan, we learn how to be grateful and thankful for Allah's blessings. And I want you to always remember, the thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have blessed you without you asking, not only thinking about the thing that you did not receive after praying. Many people, they think about the thing that I have not got after praying, I didn't get after praying. But they forget about all the countless blessings that Allah have given you without you even asking for it. In Ramadan, we be grateful to Allah. وَنِعَمُ اللَّهِ نَوْعَانِ نِعَمٌ دِينِيَّةٌ وَنِعَمٌ دُنْيَوِيَّةٌ وَيَجِبْ شُكْرُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ كِلْتَيْ النِّعْمَتَيْنِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, blessings are two kind. A blessings had to do with worldly matters. Health, money, family, job, whatever, you know, things that you have of this nature. But also there is the blessings, the religious blessings that Allah have guided you, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have made you the ability to fast, to pray, and so forth. So be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for both. Make sure that you continue in Ramadan. We learned that about Qiyam al-Layl, about Salat al-Witr, about recite al-Quran, about Dua, about Siyam. Don't make the end of it ended with Ramadan. Continue as much as you can. Pick some of these habit, good habit, and keep it up. You know, you might not be able to pray the same amount of prayers, rak'ahs or length, but keep some of these habits. And one of the things that we train ourselves right away after Ramadan is to fast 6 days in the following month, the month of Sha'ban. And if you do so, it is equal to fasting the whole entire year, as the Prophet ﷺ said. Zakat al-Fitr, something happened at the end of Ramadan after all the sadaqah we give, but we still need to give to teach us to continue doing what is right. And Zakat al-Fitr is wajib, a purification for your fasting and something to elevate you. And it's wajib on you and every member in your household. And if you give it before, you have to give it, even if you forget, you should rush to give it after salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins and accept our deeds. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar kabira, wa alhamdulillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi bukratan wa asila. My dear brothers and sisters, we are celebrating the Eid with full happiness and joy. And that's the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We're smiling and happy, not because it ended or it's over, rather because we made it and we did it and we were able to accomplish such a great act of worship and to add it to our account and our saving that we prepare when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept and reward us for it. فَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا صُمْنَا وَلَا صَلَّيْنَا فَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الشُّكْرُ. It is because of the grace and the mercy of Allah we were able to do it. Yes, we celebrate and we happy and we smile and we enjoy ourselves during the day of Eid and we make it happy occasion for us and our family. Yes, with all the sadness and the disturbing news that we hear every day in the news. Our happiness and our celebrating of Eid will not make us forget about our brothers and sisters around the world or their rights upon us. But adding more sadness to sadness will not change the reality. Those who call people not to celebrate Eid have went against the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. An-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam celebrated Eid and in Medina while his brothers and sisters still persecuted in Mecca. That did not make him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or the Sahaba forget about what's happened. While there is crisis, celebrating Eid is always the sunnah of the Muslims around the world and through the history. إِنَّنَا أُمَّةُ التَّوَازُنُ. We are a balanced ummah. إِنَّهُ هُوَ أَضْحَكَ وَأَبْكَى. Allah is the one who makes ones laugh and weep. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we should always feel the pain and share the pain that our brothers and sisters suffering around the world, especially with the genocide that's taking place in Gaza, that the open war that it was declared against innocent people, against the people of Gaza, who are just a citizen, are suffering from being bombed and killed. Members of our community have lost over 100 of their family members during this unfair war. War will never determine who is right, to always determine who left, you know? And I do believe that this genocide and this suffering of those people who've been in open jail for years and decades will not come to an end unless there is a fair and just peace. Calling for peace only will never last. It has to be a peace that based on justice. A peace will secure dignity and freedom to the people of Palestine. I know it's hard, and I know it's not easy, but I promise you something, that the more we sweat in peace, the less we bleed in war. My brothers and sisters, it is important for us and those who are around us to see this incident in the right frame. This incident is not only related to the Gaza, because the people in West Bank are also being killed. Their land been confiscated. They've been put to jail. They've been prosecuted. It's not only in the 7th of October. It has been going for decades, that massacre and killing. And we should speak up. We should express our anger and rage. We in the right way and channel it in the correct way. Our lives begins to end the day we become silent about things that matter, as Martin Luther King once said. Raise your word, not your voice. Raise your voice, not your voice. Raise your commitment and action, not just your voice. It is rain that grow flowers, not thunder. Strong people stand up for themselves. But you know what? Stronger people stand up for others. And we ummah that stand up for others. كنتم خير أمّة أخرجت للناس. The best nation that we brought out to people. I want to also say, it is so important when we talk about the issue of Palestine, that we understand that there is a common factor and a principle that we all must agree upon. But there might be an area we differ, maybe technique, strategy of how we deal with this issue. It is so wrong and it's so dangerous for us as a community to deal with this area where we might differ and have a different opinion about how to approach these issues and make this small area a reason for us to be divided, a reason for us to be not united. You know, we might have a different strategy of how we deal with one, for example, might have people think protest is the best form of expressing their possessions. Might some people don't think that way. Don't ever point finger to people who choose another strategy to be a wrong or to be a reason for us to be divided. Maybe somebody boycotts certain product. Maybe somebody doesn't believe that or doesn't consider this company or doesn't agree with that method. Don't make that a reason for us to boycott and turn away from each other's, you know, at all. That does not ever shake our principle, our unified method. I might agree with certain organization, but not other organization. But in the end of the day, we all must agree that what is right is right. And what is happening to the people of Gaza and the people of Palestine is nothing but the genocide, is nothing but a war crime, is nothing but an inhumane way of treating this poor people who've been for long suffering for decades. My brothers and sisters, as we also pain and bleed for our brothers and sisters in Gaza and Palestine, that should not also make us forget about the bleeding and the suffering of people around the world. Because the blood of our brothers and sisters in Rohingya, in Burma, is not in any way less valuable or less important than the blood of people of Gaza. The blood of the people in Syria is equal to the blood of people of Sudan and the blood of the people in Kashmir. And they are all equal. فالمسلمون ذمة واحدة يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. All Muslims are equal, their blood. Yes, land are different. Some land and some strategic land have more value than others. But that does not make the innocent life ever less. As a matter of fact, any innocent person's life is sacred and it should be protected no matter where it is. My brothers and sisters, don't ever allow anyone, to make a cheap political gain at the expense of the issue of Palestine. Or, you know, a business to make out of it, a business to enrich themselves. That will be so immoral and unacceptable, and we should be smart enough not to fall for such thing. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd, la ilaha illallah. Ayyuhal muslimun, urbutu awladakum bil masajid wa sohbati saliha. If there is anything that I want to leave you with tonight in the end of my khutbah, connect your family with the masjid. Connect yourself with the masjid. Your family and your kids will attach the masjid and see you coming to the masjid more often. Make sure that you raise them to love the masjid, to love to be in the masajid, to come to pray in the masajid. Yes, our children are 1/3 of our community and society today, but they are the whole entire future of our society tomorrow. So make sure that we raise them. Make sure that we, you know, be committed to the masajid and to the ibadah. My young men and women, be aware and stay away from haram, especially drugs, as it became something more common these days. Drugs is something will destroy the future, your future. Drugs is not cool thing. You know, say no to drugs and choose not to use. You know, it might, you know, I don't know. But from what I hear, people who use drugs, you know, a pill can maybe thrill, but also it kill. So be very careful how you treat your, you know, your future. And be smart and don't start. Don't say, let me try. Stay away from marijuana. It's haram. Even if they legislated and legalize it in every single form in every single state. It is haram and it's a sin and it is a najis and it's not allowed to be touched. Unless for a medical reason under the supervision of a professional doctors. You know, herbs are maybe, you know, good for food, but bad for the brain. My brothers and sisters, stay away from bad manners, especially the young men and women. Make sure that you hold into the good principles, good manners, be good to your parents, be good to your relatives, be good to your neighbors and to people in general. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd, Allahu Akbar kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira. And as you all know, this is a year of elections. And I know we are in so much pain and shame of our foreign policy in our country. And unfortunately, our president and our State Department have disappointed us so many times. And as it's been said eloquently by some of our leaders in the Muslim community in America, we're not looking for changing on the tone of your talk, Mr. President. We are looking for a change in your policy. And that's what we demanded, and that's what we want. But that demand and that, you know, request is not going to come unless we participate, unless we have a voice, unless, and you see the tone have changed because of the pain of the uncommitted people who are not voting. My brothers and sisters, I do believe that it is important for us to vote and important to us at least to be registered and to be counted as a voter. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for or who not. But for sure, definitely, there is some people I want to send them back, or I want to send them for a very, very long time to stay in Cozumel and not to stay in Texas. For 100%, I would do that. But, you know, it's not only about the president. It's much more important for us to be very careful about local also elections. We are a community that I believe can have a great positive influence in American policy, which is we are in dire need for it. I do believe that we have many principles. We against lying. Lying cannot be justified. And I wish one day we'd see America legislate a legislation to say that candidates who lie should be held accountable for their lies. You know, and when you are campaigning, we don't lie. Also, our community, as a principle, we should promote to say the truth and to not be manipulated by lobbies and money. We should use a language that it fits the level of our society and how educated and respectful society we are. Mocking and language of violence and sarcasm and being disrespectful of women or people of other faith is not the language that Muslim should use. And we should teach that. We should promote that in our politics today. We should focus on policies that bring prosperity and to people. We as a Muslim community, we should lead by our manners and our being a role model to the society at large. My brothers and sisters, we should spread in our society the true meaning of brotherhood, of a society that respects God and religion and manners. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Ya Allah, we ask you to accept our good deeds. And Ya Allah, we ask you to accept all your good deeds, our fasting, and all the good deeds that we did in Ramadan, and to forgive our shortcoming, and to help us to continue to do good, and to grant us many Ramadans to come while we are in happiness and unity, and to bring relief to those who are suffering around the world. Ya Rab, make it easy for our brothers and sisters in Gaza, and Palestine, and all over the Muslim world. Ya Allah, nas'aluka an tarfa' an ikhwanina al-mustad'afin fi Gaza. يا رب أسألك أن تحفظ هؤلاء العاملين الدعاة الذين يعملون في إغاثة إخواننا في غزة وأن تقويهم بالمال والعتاد يا رب العالمين نسألك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أن توفق وأن تبارك في كل من ينصر إخواننا في غزة وأن تهدي من خذلهم وأن تولي على المسلمين خيارهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أصلح أحوالنا ووفقنا لكل خير واحفظنا واحفظ أولادنا وأزواجنا وبيوتنا وأموالنا يا حي يا قيوم واغفر لوالدينا وتقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم والله أكبر ولله الحمد وكل عام وأنتم بخير أن عيد مبارك to all of you والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله